Following Pope Benedict's landmark visit to Rome's synagogue on Sunday, the bilateral commission of the Holy See and the chief rabbinate of Israel met this week, reaffirming the commitment to dialogue and cooperation between the Catholic Church and the Jewish people. At the end of the two-day meeting on Tuesday, the commission issued a joint statement on the subject of protecting God's creation, seen in Jewish and Christian traditions, plus a joint statement on several key issues of concern. Among those taking part in the talks was the former chief rabbi of Ireland and head of the American Jewish Committee's Department for Interreligious Affairs, David Rosen. I caught up with him at the end of the meeting to find out more and to hear his views on the importance of Pope Benedict's visit to the synagogue here in Rome.
The first is the regular communique, which we put out after every meeting concerning the substance of our deliberations, which, as you know, relates to a different theme each time. But this particular theme on the question of creation and environment is, of course, especially pertinent in terms of the global challenge on climate change, and especially Pope Benedict's own engagement in that. And he specifically referred to it in his own presentation at the synagogue, and noted, of course, the work of our bilateral commission and of its importance, and thus he gives it great support. So that's the general communique. But in addition, we are putting out a statement to the press, which has got three items within it. One is to emphasise the historic significance for us of the papal visit to the synagogue in Rome, which both in itself and in his words was a very dramatic reaffirmation of the commitment of the Catholic Church to its dialogue and collaboration with the Jewish people, and hopefully putting to rest at least those who are open to persuasion that Pope Benedict is in no way less committed than his predecessor to this. The second point, of course, is that this takes place against the joy and excitement of that event. It also takes place in the shadow of the tragedy in Haiti, and we wanted to express our solidarity, our prayers for the victims and our solidarity with the wounded and prayers for the survivors. And the third point was that while we had our bilateral meeting here, we were privileged to attend a lecture at the Gregorian Pontifical University by Father Patrick Desbois about his work of Yachad in Unum to locate and memorialise the sites of mass graves of victims of murder during the Shoah, and to call on the religious communities to give as much support for this sacred work, which itself is a tribute to the new era of Catholic-Jewish relations.
You say the visit to the synagogue was a historic, profoundly moving event, and yet there are those, as you know, both here in Italy and in Israel, who didn't agree, who didn't attend this meeting, and who still continue to view the Vatican and the Catholic Church with great suspicion. What do you say to them? What can you say to them?
I wouldn't put all elements in one category, but I would say that there are some who cannot take yes for an answer. And that might be for various either historic, traumatic, emotional reasons that do not allow themselves to be liberated from the tragedies of the past. There is little we can do with regards to such elements other than to show them as much empathy and love that we can to enable them to overcome that trauma. But there are, I would say, more significant quantitatively, and probably more than just quantitatively, elements who are genuinely suspicious because of the crises and very often just misunderstandings that have occurred during Pope Benedict XVI's pontificate. I have expressed myself sometimes a little undiplomatically as saying that these reflect a chronic mismanagement within the Vatican bureaucratic structure. But I think that the attempts on some people to blame Benedict XVI or to accuse him as having lacking commitment to the Catholic-Jewish relationship is reflected in those issues. And of course, I'm referring specifically to the Latin Mass, to the Society of St. Pius X and Bishop Williams, and now specifically to the advancement of the cause of Pius XII, that have very unfairly misjudged and misinterpreted Pope Benedict XVI's motives. And I think for those who are open, and I would say even here in Italy, if they really read the text and they really even could see and hear even secondhand about this visit, I think they'll be open to persuasion. Sometimes this takes time until the message can actually come through and can be internalised. And so we are involved in a process. People have forgotten that there were lots of individuals within our community that were opposed even to the visit of John Paul II to the synagogue. Here in Italy, there was a big discussion over that and all kinds of debates. They've all forgotten about that. They've forgotten that the whole issue with regards to trying to return the Lefebvreists was initiated, in fact, by John Paul II. They've put that all on Benedict XVI. John Paul II has been sanctified already by the Jewish community, which is very nice on the one hand, but there's this, I think, invidious and unfair negative comparison with regards to Benedict XVI. As I say, I hope that this event will have put a lot of those fears and suspicions to rest. Some it won't, and we just have to labour on, and we will be able to influence some in the course of time, and others won't be. But this process of Catholic-Jewish relations is far too big, far too significant to allow any of these suspicions to be able to torpedo it or in any way really seriously encumber it.
And yet the Israeli ambassador here recently noted that the majority of Jews, perhaps in Israel anyway, are just not interested or don't see the need for dialogue, for both spiritual reasons, the self-sufficiency of the scriptures, and for psychological reasons, the victim, the survivor mentality. Isn't that an almost insurmountable obstacle as regards Israel itself anyway?
We all know the difference between the optimist and the pessimist, but why does the optimist see the glass as half full and the pessimist see it as half empty? This depends where you're looking from. The pessimist is looking down expecting to see a full glass, and therefore he sees everything that's missing and gets very disappointed. The optimist looks from underneath and he knows that the glass was originally empty, and therefore he sees everything that's in it, and therefore he's very excited about it. Objectively speaking, there is an enormous way to go, because the wounds of history are very deep, and because, after all, Nostra Aetate is only 50 years ago, and very short period of time, relatively speaking. But the really dramatic change came with the visit of John Paul II to Israel. What's really important in Israel to understand, apropos the ambassador's article, is that the vast majority of Jews in Israel have never met a modern Christian. Even when they travel abroad, they meet non-Jews as non-Jews, not as Christians. Therefore, their images of Christianity have been taken from the negative, tragic past. And there's that very famous phrase of the late Father Edward Flannery in his book The Anguish of the Jews, which says, "Jews have memorized by heart the pages of history that Christians have torn out." And so there is a very deep traumatized memory that is powerfully healed through the positive encounter when this takes place. But for the vast majority of Israelis, they don't have the opportunity for that positive encounter. And this is the power of images, and that's why it was so significant when John Paul II visited the Holy Land and was seen at the Kotel at the Western Wall in prayerful solidarity with a Jewish tradition and the text of his prayer asking God's forgiveness for sins committed by Christians against Jews down the ages, or being at Yad Vashem at the Holocaust Memorial in tearful solidarity with Jewish suffering. This moved Israelis enormously and made them realize that there really has been a paradigm shift. Similarly, even though there were those, because of these difficulties that have taken place during Pope Benedict XVI's pontificate, who raised questions during his visit to Israel, generally speaking, even if not all the media reflected that, it was a very successful visit. And the visit to the synagogue on Sunday, I think it was a very important contribution to that. So in comparison to where we were 10 years ago, we have come a long way, and very significant healing process. Do we still have a long way to go? Yes. Is it insurmountable? Certainly not.
One of the most moving images is the Pope, a German Pope, embracing these Holocaust survivors. But of course, in a few years, that generation of Holocaust survivors will no longer be with us. What is that going to do to the Jewish psyche? Is it going to harden the memory, or is it perhaps the start of a new era?
Well, I'm not a prophet, nor the son of a prophet, so I wouldn't dare to be terribly confident in knowing exactly how that factor is likely to influence attitudes across the board. But I do think that there is, and I will answer your question indirectly by saying, I do think that while we have to face up to the past, and we have to address it, the past, and especially the tragedies of past, and the responsibility of the past, let alone guilt for the past, cannot be the basis for our relationship in the present or the future. Our relationship has to be based on far more profound values that are rooted in what Nostra Aetate and the Pope also on Sunday reiterated, is our shared patrimony. So respect for those differences, but recognize for those shared values. And in our world today, where there are so many threats from without, our responsibility to seek solidarity with one another is greater than ever before. Will that mean that the Jewish world at large will understand that? I'm not sure that the societies at large generally speaking, have an understanding of the importance of the religious message today. Today, the necessity of interreligious solidarity is greater than ever before, precisely because the real challenge of our times is the loss of any sense of the transcendent in our world, the loss of transcendent within the individual, within family, within community, and therefore the need for our common work in this regard will be greater than ever before, and we'll need it to draw on our common resources, and I'm sure that will increase and become stronger than ever before. It may indeed remain the work of a minority, but that will not make it any the less significant as a result.
My thanks there to Rabbi David Rosen, head of the American Jewish Committee's Department for Interreligious Affairs and a key player in the Jewish world's relations with the Catholic Church.